Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Ben Milam.
Oh yes, another Monday, another Crusader Talk. Glad to have you with us. We're talking all things William Carey Athletics on this edition of Crusader Talk. My name is Ben Milam, alongside my partner Caleb Hamill, our producer-engineer Will Tony. Whole lot to get to tonight. For some reason, they keep letting us talk to really great people and leaders at William Carey University. We're going to talk to Craig Fletcher, head coach of our softball Crusaders, a little later in the show. We will get the good word from Dr. Ben Burnett, president here at William Carey University, and a whole lot in between there, excuse me, as we continue busy spring season. We're live from the Hattiesburg station here, 97.3 on Super Talk and on the web at supertalkhattiesburg.com. And if you miss any part of the show or if you missed last week, you can get us in podcast form, supertalk.fm, or you can just search Crusader Talk wherever you get your favorite podcast from. Caleb, let's jump into this. Before we bring Coach Fletcher on here, Crusaders haven't played softball in about 11 days now, and a big, important stretch here coming up.
It really is, and when you look at the standings of this conference, obviously Middle Georgia State has been a really big competitor. We've already seen games between the Crusaders and the Knights that have been split throughout this season. Right in the mix with William Carey in second place is Mobile and then Stillman. And guess who's on the docket next? Mm-hmm. Mobile and
yes.
Stillman.
Oh, yes. Big weekend all the way around in more ways than one. And we'll talk about that throughout the show. Coach Fletcher is on the horn. Coach Fletcher, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Glad to be with you.
Well, Coach, we mentioned there kind of a strange unplanned gap in the schedule a little bit. You were scheduled to play Georgia Gwinnett in a doubleheader on Good Friday last weekend. That was wiped away due to some bad weather in the area. But the most recent pair contest that we can go back to is that doubleheader in Cochran, Georgia against Middle Georgia State, league-leading Middle Georgia State. You get a split there. We'll go back a little bit further. But first, I want to talk about that weekend because that was a really big one, a big test for your group. And you got the split. You get the win in extra innings again against Middle Georgia State. Kind of deja vu from what we had in Hattiesburg. How do you grade your team's performance from that weekend?
I was hoping it would go a little bit better. I was hoping, to go over there and take two from them. Came out a little flat, I thought. We swung the bats pretty well against them at home and then got over there. And through 10 innings, we didn't even get a runner to second base. I mean, it was really tough. But, we lost the first one and just hung in there. Pitching did really well for us. And 1-0 going into the top of the seventh, and we're able to tie it up and then win it in extra innings. So, proud to get the split. Like I said, it would have been huge if we could have got the sweep, but, we'll take what we got there. But they've got a really good team this year, playing well, and, all the way through. Just every time we play is tough.
Yeah. Well, one thing I think you can also say is huge, you get Haley Nations back in that game one. She goes 6 innings complete. Gives up 4 runs, but just one of those being earned. How did you grade her performance as you sort of bring her back into the fold a little bit, closer to 100%?
Well, certainly glad to have Haley back. She is throwing well. She certainly would not say it, but I don't think she's 100%. She's throwing good, and she's going to get out there, and she's going to compete, and she's going to do well. She did a good job, had a couple of leadoffs inning walks that we had a couple of errors, and that's how they got a few runs. So like you said, with only the one earned run, it should have been a lot closer ball game. And if we just swung the bats a little better, we could have, should have been able to win that one also. But it is great to have her back down this very important stretch.
Yeah, that kind of leads into what I was going to ask you about, especially with Haley Nations back in the rotation. Her and Ryan Hornsby, I just want to ask about Hornsby just a little bit. To have that 1-2 punch in your lineup with them both being healthy in this same stretch, is that going to be the guiding force of your team in the final games of the season?
I look for it to be. You know, I think those two can keep us in any ball game. The big thing is just going to giving them some run support will be the other, you know, big thing. So, but down the stretch right now, being able to have Haley back and then Ryan throwing the way she's thrown all year, it's huge. We feel good where we're at.
Well, with a lighter roster, shorthanded, if you want to say it that way, this year, and not having Haley Nations for 3 or 4 weeks healthy, how big of a deal has it been to have Ryan Hornsby perform the way that she has, both in the circle, maybe especially so in the circle, but also at the plate? She's produced in both ways as a true freshman.
She really has. She's really stepped up. Ryan's demeanor in high school was what really caught my attention. I saw her as a 10th and 11th grader, and she just, no matter, you know, what game it was, how big it was, she just never seemed to get rattled. And she stepped in here as a freshman and done that on the bigger stage. She's done a good job swinging the bat, but, you know, she really did a tremendous job. And, you know, I'll have to give Allison Gutierrez a shout-out, too, during that time when Haley was down. She stepped in and helped us out in a big way. And then Kate, our other freshman, certainly stepped up also. So it's been a good team effort down this stretch without Haley.
Coach, I want to look at this schedule that we have remaining. We already referenced it a little bit with Mobile coming in, or actually we're traveling to Mobile tomorrow. A team that you haven't faced so far this season, you've got them coming up tomorrow, and then also to end the regular season. A pretty talented team upcoming, and then, well, actually, let's just start with them. What do they bring to the table this year?
Mobile's always tough. It's going to be tough to, you know, to go down there and play. They're coming off a big split against Georgia Gwinnett last week. They played them Thursday. We were supposed to play Friday, but as you see, it got rained out. That would have been big for us to be able to play. We have had some time off, but tomorrow's huge. With us both having four losses right now, we need to go and play well. And, you know, I told the girls today, we just need to play with confidence, go down there and play relaxed, don't play on edge, so to speak. And, you know, just we need to do the little things, certainly, as always. But I think our one of the biggest things, we need to score early. Mobile is always tough. They pretty much the same team as they had last year that went to the World Series and were semifinalists and all, but they've only lost a couple, so they'll be good. They've got their pitching back and everything, and they're not quite, doesn't seem to be playing quite as well, but I know they've got a very, very good team, and Coach Sellers does a great job.
We're talking to Craig Fletcher, head coach of our softball Crusaders here at William Carey. Coach, I'm going to let Caleb ask about this weekend, but first I want to talk about this conference as a whole. It feels like it's taken a step forward in terms of depth of quality a little bit. You obviously have Stillman on Friday for a doubleheader, and that's a group that has had some kind of turnaround this year. That is maybe in years past a weekend you would really expect to take two from them, but that's a challenge all the way. And you can say that about several other groups in this conference. There are not a whole lot of easy weekends.
No, you're exactly right. We've certainly got to take care of business tomorrow, but then going into the weekend, we can't overlook anybody. Stillman played us very well at their place a few weeks ago. We split there, and they have definitely turned their year around. In the past, they always played hard, but just didn't seem to quite have the talent. But this year, they put together a very strong team, very talented team, and they believe they can win. And so we've got our hands full this weekend with them, and then Blue Mountain on Saturday.
Just to wrap things up for you, Coach Fletcher, this weekend is homecoming for the Crusaders, and facing the team in Stillman and Blue Mountain, how big does that crowd factor have to factor into this weekend?
Hopefully it should be a great weekend. I think being homecoming, we should have a better crowd than normal, so that's exciting to have play in front of a home crowd, and then it'd be homecoming, and then it's senior day on Saturday. So a lot of things going on. So I think the girls are excited about, you know, playing back at home again and with everything that's going on. So we really need to, you know, just focus one game at a time, but we need to come out and we need to play well this whole week. These six games are very, very important to us right now.
Well, Coach, before we wrap it up in about 20 seconds here, this is obviously a really important stretch, these final 3 weeks of the regular season. If you could give us one big thing that your group needs to do to make this successful, this final stretch, what would it be?
To me, we need to play with a little more intensity and energy right now. We're just missing some of that just go get them fired up attitude. I always preach about, you know, when the game starts, be the aggressor. Don't let anybody bring the game to you. You take it to them. And we did that against Middle Georgia at home a few weeks ago. I thought that was our best doubleheader of the year. And I just told them we're going to need that every time we walk on the field down this very tough stretch.
Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Craig Fletcher, head coach of our softball Crusaders. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. This is Crusader Talk.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on, you're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Rocking and rolling along on a Monday evening. This is Crusader Talk. We're talking all things William Carey Athletics. Plenty to talk about tonight. I want to thank Craig Fletcher, head coach of our softball Crusaders, for joining us. Big two-piece for the Crusaders on Tuesday afternoon, which is tomorrow afternoon, and obviously a big weekend, homecoming weekend, which we will continue to talk about. We'll break that down a little bit. Ben Milam, Caleb Hamill with you, Will Tony, our producer, engineer. Have a little bit of breaking news that we're going to talk about a little later in this segment, just to tease that a little bit. But Caleb, I want to touch on, we talked with Coach Fletcher about the overall improvement of this softball conference this year. Always a tough conference, but maybe in years past, a little top heavy. It has been William Carey, Mobile, Loyola at the top, basically the last 5 to 6 years. Those have been those at the top just about every single year throughout the full schedule. This year, very different. Middle Georgia State in first place, 2.5 games ahead of both William Carey and Mobile. And they are obviously the team to beat after beating both William Carey and Mobile a couple of times. Crusaders split in the regular season series against Middle Georgia State, 2-2. But specifically, Stillman, this is a group, I mean, they have had a tough go of it. We'll say it that way. Give us some numbers there. This has been a remarkable turnaround for the Stillman College Tigers.
Well, and first, if you've paid attention to the members of the SSAC over the years, Stillman is still relatively new as far as being a member of the conference. So this is year 5, I believe, for the Tigers. Mm-hmm. And in their first 4 years as a softball program, only 6 conference wins in softball. 2 years with no conference wins at all. Last year, they only had 3.
Yeah.
So you tally that up and compare it to right now, as it stands here on April 10th, Stillman has 12 conference wins. Yeah. I mean,
30
what a
regular
turnaround.
Yeah. It's been remarkable. And usually, and we were looking at the numbers before we went on the show in our production meeting. Usually, it's a matter of adding, you know, one just knockout ace who is throwing every single game, and that's how you stay in ball games. But they're beating people every which way, and they've got 4 pitchers in the circle under a 2 ERA. It's a team with depth and quality of depth on both sides.
Yeah, one of the big pieces they brought, and we'll see her this weekend, Faith Byram, was the one that got the win over William Carey earlier this year in a 4-3 decision. Other pitcher, Lexi McRae, junior, that I believe transferred in. So I think they're both
out of West Georgia, right?
Yes, that's right, West Georgia. So that's oftentimes what will really turn around a softball program. And it's kind of like what Coach Fletcher was saying about Haley Nations and Hornsby, is that the pitchers can keep them in any single game they play.
Yeah.
And so evidently, Faith Byram and McRae, as well as the rest of the pitching staff for Stillman, have really been that crux that they've needed to get on the winning path.
Four big ones this weekend, but again, two big ones before that. Tomorrow afternoon, a 4 o'clock start for that doubleheader against Mobile. William Carey Mobile facing off for the first time this season. They will make the return trip to Hattiesburg at the tail end of the regular season schedule. That will have a lot to do with the regular season title picture in the SSAC. 4 o'clock start in Mobile. And as always, you can go to GoWCUCrusaders.com to keep up with all the current information that you need for William Carey Athletics. Caleb, you'll be on the call Friday, the Stillman Tigers and the William Carey Crusaders. Big one as we kick off homecoming. And we will also have simultaneously, it's always an adventure staff-wise behind the scenes to try to fully arm everybody to keep everything going when we have both softball, both baseball going on and a big, big weekend for both. But just a quick review to set it up for baseball. They'll be back in action tomorrow afternoon against Mississippi College. Second straight week where they'll take on a Division II opponent. That's going to be a really fun ball game. So hope to have you out at the Milt for that one, but got a win over West Alabama to sweep that regular season series last week. It was a runaway win, 18-2. That is the largest margin of victory in that all-time series history, as you might imagine, a run rule shortened game of 7 innings. And then a little bit of a bumpy weekend. It's a really talented Faulkner club. They preseason ranked number 5 in the country, and that talent is obviously still on the roster, but Faulkner has had a rough go of it as well at the bottom of the standings in the SSAC, which has taken everyone off guard, and lose a close one in the first of the doubleheaders on that Thursday of last week, and won the first one 9-5, and then dropped that third one. But Caleb, as mentioned, we've talked about it, a really talented Faulkner club, another example of the parity in this conference.
Yeah, and Faulkner's always a hard place to go and play.
Oh, yeah.
They've hosted the conference tournament before. In fact, I think they hosted whenever Carey won the conference tournament. But at the same time, the Eagles always bring a lot to the table. Now, let's go ahead and break down some of these games, just to kind of look back at the weekend, because softball didn't play. So if we want to talk about teams that were active, baseball is one of those. First game was, as you can imagine, with a 9-5 victory. That score alone doesn't really tell the full story. It was all Crusaders early on. Faulkner scored 3 runs at the bottom of the 7th just to make it seem close, but Carey got off to a 6-0 lead to start that game. And thanks to 2 different home runs for Hendon and Hernandez, each of them getting 3 RBIs in the process. So to go up 6-0 really put Faulkner in a hard spot, and from there on, it was Crusaders all the way. Now, game 2 is where things got interesting. William Carey fell behind in the first inning 4-1, were able to battle back and, in fact, take the lead in the 4th inning. They were up 8-5, but then gave up a 3-spot in the 5th. As things bounced around, Faulkner actually was able to score 2 in the 7th and 2 in the 8th to go up 12-10. So Carey actually had it tied.
Yeah.
They scored the tying run in the top of the 8th to go to a 10-10 ball game, but Faulkner able to score those 2 in the bottom half and come away victorious. But here's the stat that's kind of staggering from that one. 12 runs for Faulkner on just 10 hits in that affair. William Carey pitching-wise, just to break it down, A.J. Stinson got the start, only went 4 1/3 innings, walked 5 batters, struck out 5 as well, and of those 8 runs that he gave up, 7 were earned. So just timely hitting when A.J. was in the ballgame.
Yeah.
But then to top it off, a couple more walks in the game. But 5 for A.J. is kind of an off day for him.
Yeah, he's still working his way back from that shoulder tweak that he had, I guess, right at a month ago now. And Coach Holfer, we talked to him last week. So they're going to be, you know, they're going to kind of bring him along like Coach Fletcher is doing with Haley Nations. You don't want to just push him out there and try to stretch him out for 7 or 8 innings. That would not be wise, obviously. But you know, when you do get AJ Stinson back, I mean, that's your guy. That's your ace. That's going to be a big boost for this pitching staff. Okay, Caleb, on the basketball side of things, basketball offseason, both our basketball sides, the coaching staffs, hard at work on the road building their rosters for this upcoming season, and a big addition for Coach English and the Lady Crusaders on the basketball side.
Ooh. Did not see this coming. I'm going to let it build just
it.
A little bit.
Wait for it.
And your new signing. I didn't know how long that was going to take. So William Carey gets a new signee this week, and it comes in the form of a transfer from just down the road at Southern Miss, Rose Warren, a new Crusader for Coach Tracy English and Coach Garriga. It's a pretty huge to get not only a big-time transfer, but also one out of your own backyard.
That's a big deal. Rose Warren averaged over 20 minutes a game for Southern Miss, who won a Sun Belt regular season title, was in the starting lineup, and can shoot the cover off the basketball. That's a big deal. You lose Rebecca Engel, McKinley Seal, two of your leaders on the offensive end. This will go a long way towards filling in some of that production. And Coach English, really excited about what he's got. Obviously, some building to do a little bit on that roster, but a lot to be excited about there.
The ceiling is high for Coach English coming into this season. And I look back every time to that COVID year of 2021, to where the team contracted COVID right before the conference tournament started. Yeah. That was their year to really make a run and possibly get into the national picture again, and just health got the best of them. Last 2 years have struggled. This coming up season could be one that we talk about for a while if they play the cards right.
It could be, yeah. And we say struggled relative to the success that William Carey's had in women's basketball. I mean, they were right there in the top half of the standings. And, I know Coach English and those ladies would tell you, you know, they did not meet their goals, obviously, but a whole lot of close games in there. And that's a really strong, one of, if not the best, women's basketball conferences in all of NAIA. And I'm right there with you. I think just on paper and from what we've been hearing, and obviously this big addition of Rose Warren, you expect the Crusaders to take a step. Caleb, we're going to talk to the big man in segment three here. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
We will speak to Dr. Ben Burnett, president of William Carey University. Right on the other side of this break, we've got a whole lot to talk to. Homecoming this weekend. If you don't know, now you know. We're going to talk all about that and more with Dr. Burnett when we return. This is Crusader Talk. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Yes, you are, and we are sure glad to have you. Ben Milam, Caleb Hamill, alongside Will Tony, our producer-engineer, with you on this Monday evening. We alluded to it. Busy, busy, busy weekend at William Carey. Busy week on top of the already busy season here in the spring. A whole lot of fun stuff to talk about. We are joined by Dr. Ben Burnett, president of William Carey, going on a year of your presidency. Dr. Burnett, thanks for spending some
speaking
time
of
with
busy,
us.
By the way.
Yeah, I know you've been looking for things to do, things to fill your schedule with, so
man,
thanks for being with us.
I just sit around wondering what to do.
Yeah,
it's been almost a year, but it feels like about 10 or 15, maybe, because I've tried to cram in everything William Carey that I could this year. My wife and I have been at virtually every event. This happened on campus and off campus, but I'm going to tell you what, it's been a blessing from sunup to sundown.
You had quite an inauguration set of weeks, too. I'm just going back in time in the time machine for a second. There was a lot of pageantry surrounding your coming into
presidency. Not near as much as, I'm kind of new. I've been in higher ed for 10 years full-time, but I was an adjunct for 10 years before that. So I haven't been around the administration world in higher ed for a great long time. But what I've seen from other inaugurations were much more grand than the one that we did. We tried to be a little low-key, but there were several absolutely wonderful events that went on. The inauguration itself was probably the most meaningful time. The auditorium was full, and the pageantry of that, but just seeing everybody there, and if you were there, if you remember, they at the beginning, they honored my dad for 55 years of being in the ministry, because he's donated his 50-plus years of sermons to our School of Religion, to the Cooper School, and Dr. Golson helped broker that. So that was just a special family time. So, but it seems like a blur, and it also seems like it was about 10 years ago, because we've done a lot of things between then and now, but it's been a blessing and been a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to talk about a few of those things here in a second, okay. But I do want to go back a little bit and talk about, again, almost a year since you were inaugurated, but following Dr. Tommy King, mm-hmm. and obviously a legend in every sense of the word, what was it like taking over for a man like that?
Well, I tell everybody, because if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, how are you going to fill his shoes, you know, and I just kind of chuckle, and I tell them all the same thing, that I'm not filling his shoes.
You're filling his rolling desk chair at the basketball game.
His golf cart.
Well, I do have his golf cart. I do have the same golf cart, but I don't use the rolling office chair at the basketball games. My wife and I sit in the bleachers.
Okay.
And so we watch from there. But I tell everybody that I'm not filling his shoes, but rather standing on his shoulders. Mm. Because what I want to do is add to what he's done. And I've been in school leadership now almost 30 years. I've been in education business 37, finishing up my 37th year. And the worst mistake I see school leaders, or really any leaders, do is to try to be somebody else.
Yeah.
So I came in and clearly said, and I wouldn't have been at Cary without Dr. King. I was serving out my second term as superintendent of education here in Lamar County, and had been teaching at Cary for 10 years as an adjunct. And I had enough years in to retire, and Dr. King kind of sent word to me that the dean of education position was open, and I interviewed for it. And, you know, without his contact, I wouldn't have been there, and certainly wouldn't be in the position I am without him helping me along the way as dean of education, then promoting me to executive vice president. But he and I are different people. You know, our leadership styles are different. We drive the golf cart differently.
Yeah.
I'm not on it as much. I like to walk more and to be around, but I do use it some. He still checks on me. I got a text from him yesterday with a suggestion of a donor name that he had remembered. Yeah. So he's all in for Cary and all in to help us be successful. It's not about him being president or me being president. It's about William Cary going to the next level.
So to say, to coin a phrase, you march to the beat of your own drum.
Absolutely. And since I'm a well-known, well, I don't know. Certainly
amongst Cary folk.
Amongst Cary folk, that I am a drummer. Yeah. That's what got me in the education business, you know. I just spoke down at the good people at Pearl River Community College, Hattiesburg campus, at 5 o'clock. So speaking of well-traveled. Spoke to their Phi Theta Kappa inductees. I had a huge room full of people that were inducting a great event. And I opened up by saying, you know, talking about finding their season in life and what they should be doing. And on my eighth grade basketball team, I was the only kid on the team probably that never had to wash his uniform. And at that point, I realized, you know, I'm a pretty good drummer.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
And so I stuck with that. Yeah. So the key to that is do what you love, but also do what you think you can be successful at. And that took me into education. So
you're bringing in together two keys of a lot of what William Cary's identity includes. One, music, your background there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge school, the Winter School of Music. And then you also just mentioned basketball and Cary athletics are a huge part of the school as well.
And speaking of Cary basketball, my Dixie Youth assistant baseball coach was none other than Steve Knight.
Wow.
So that? Talk about we that? Go way back. His brother, Larry, which everybody in this area or really across the South knows is a Hall of Fame high school baseball coach from Summerall. Larry's a year behind me, so we were on the same baseball team, Standard Oil, and Dixie Youth in the city Hattiesburg League. Great memories from Coach Knight from that era, and then reconnecting at this level is pretty cool.
That's awesome,
no doubt. And you gotta have a shout out to when you mention William Carey music. I tell people all the time that that's one of our cornerstones of William Carey. You know, athletics, we can get into, and I can talk for hours about Carey athletics, but music has just defined the culture at William Carey. And I didn't go to Carey as an undergrad or in graduate school because they didn't have the music ed degrees that I and they have them all now. And that's because of the work of the talented people in the Winter School and under the leadership of Dr. Odom, the dean, who was the dean of Winter School when I came to Carey, but now the very able hands of Dr. Wes Dykes, who has created so many music ensembles and degrees, you know, that I would have loved to have come through those as a student.
There are a lot of different directions we could go talking about your first year as president, but I want to ask you, before we get into the details of this homecoming weekend, why is athletics so important to a university like William Carey?
Well, athletics, and speaking as a person who was wholly unsuccessful as an athlete. Now, I want to, for the record and for all the listeners out there, I was a good tennis player.
Okay.
I was on the high school tennis team at Richton High School. I graduated from Oak Grove.
Yeah.
But as a ninth grader, I was on the tennis team, made it to the state tournament, lost in the first round, but we made it to the state tournament.
You can forever say that.
And I do, as often as I can. And then we moved to Oak Grove, and I was in 10th grade, and I thought, good, a bigger school, great tennis team. That there was no tennis team. And Oak Grove at that point, at that time, was about the size of Richton High School. Oak Grove was a much smaller school back then. So athletics is not important just for the university level. Being a middle school principal, you know, I saw athletics teach middle school kids and then high school kids so much about becoming, you know, being a team player, playing for their school, and also, as I mentioned earlier, helping them find out what they're good at. In middle school, I was a principal at Oak Grove Middle School for over a decade, and I was emphatic about we're not going to just do tryouts and cut people right and left out of playing sports. This may be their only opportunity, you know, and they may find that they thought they wanted to do that, and they really want we're good at doing something else. So athletics is so key, and at Carey, athletics is a part of our history. But I tell people all the time, and some may not like it, but it's the best run department at William Carey because what the coaches do with so little, but what they do with our players and the graduation rate, the winning percentage. You know, and I'm just on a tirade to let everybody in the South know that what that the success of the athletic program at William Carey University, because you will not find from top to bottom one anywhere that graduates like we do and that wins like we do.
We're talking with Dr. Ben Burnett, president of William Carey. And Dr. Burnett, I'm going to give you the floor to kind of run down some of these highlights of what we have to look forward to this week. Tonight or tomorrow night, big night, but also a lot of events surrounding homecoming this weekend.
Yeah, let's start with tomorrow. And when I got up this morning, the first thing that flashed through my mind, my whole schedule for the week, and it made me tired before I even had my first cup of coffee. but tomorrow night is a huge night for us. Our 29-8, I think, baseball team.
That's right, 29-8.
Yep. I try to keep all of that memorized. Ranked in the top 15 in the country, on a huge roll this year in baseball. We're playing a non-conference, but playing up in NCAA Division II, and not just against an NCAA school, but one of our sister schools. There are three Baptist institutions in Mississippi, Blue Mountain, Mississippi College, and us. And we're playing Mississippi College tomorrow night. It's a rare time that we play Mississippi College here in Hattiesburg. So that's tomorrow night at 5 o'clock first pitch. But it's also the ADP, the Area Development Partnership. They do an annual after-hours night with us where they invite the ADP members from the surrounding area to come and visit and network, and that'll be at the ball game tomorrow night. So there's going to be food, and we're putting our record on the line, welcoming our sister school, and hoping to come out with a win. But I'd like to have everybody out at Milton Wheeler Field cheering on the Crusaders tomorrow night because they're the hottest college baseball team around right now, without a question.
Well, and plenty to talk about this weekend. Is there any chance we can hang you over for the beginning of our last segment?
Absolutely. Love to talk about the homecoming activities we've got coming up.
We will do just that. We're talking with Dr. Ben Burnett, president here at William Carey University. As mentioned, a whole lot going on this weekend. Homecoming in Hattiesburg. Hope to have you out. We'll tell you what's going on the other side of this break. This is Crusader Talk.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Wrapping things up on Crusader Talk, final segment here. Ben Milam, Caleb Hamill with you alongside Will Tony, our producer-engineer. And continuing our conversation with Dr. Ben Burnett, president here at William Carey. We always tend to run out of time, so we always have a lot of stuff to talk about, always have great guests. Same thing this evening. Dr. Burnett, as mentioned, homecoming, and we've got the homecoming schedule in front of us. There's no way we can do this in 2 or 3 minutes, but if you could hit the highlights for us of what's happening at Carey this weekend.
Absolutely. The highlights, starting first with Friday night, will be our Hall of Fame induction. And just of note, athletically, we're inducting the former superintendent of the year for the state of Louisiana, now assistant state superintendent, Mr. Trey Foltz. The reason I mention that is because he played basketball at William Carey. He
sure did.
He has two degrees from William Carey. He's really excited about having Trey up for his induction, also inducting some other local standouts, such as Dr. King's wife, Miss Sandy, two-time Carey graduate, and Dr. Barbara Hamilton, just staples of William Carey. So it's a great night on but really the main events are Saturday. We have a 5K run that morning. The School of Music, we mentioned earlier, has an alumni breakfast. But the big gathering will be from 11:30 to 1:30. We have a crawfish boil and a cookout, inflatables, lawn games, all the stuff going on. On campus, the bookstore will be open. But then athletically at 1 o'clock, we have the military appreciation doubleheader. Baseball's playing Mobile. We all know that that's a tough one for us. It's really going to define our fate and seeding in the conference tournament, which will be at William Carey in May. And the softball is playing our other in-state rivals, Blue Mountain, a sister Baptist institution. Both are extremely important. They're going on at the same time. And when I say military appreciation, we're literally having a helicopter fly in. We're having a tank.
I asked them to let me drive the tank, but they said no.
That's a hard no.
Said you have
no,
to be certified or something.
Something like that.
Now, there's a way you could, but it's a long, hard road that I don't think you're up for right now.
Yeah, so a huge game. So if you want to just come for the game at 1 o'clock, and it'll be a spectacle. There'll be people everywhere looking forward to that. And then that night we'll finish off with a Sports Hall of Fame induction from 6 to 8 o'clock on Saturday night. So power-packed weekend.
Oh, yes.
And it should be a great time for everybody to celebrate being a Crusader. And I just want to thank Super Talk for being on board with us for having this show on Monday and for the listeners listening in and catching out what's going on at William Carey. And we just appreciate the Pine Belt and all of South Mississippi supporting Carey. We're 130 years old this year, South Mississippi's oldest higher ed institution, and we just want everybody to know what's going on with our scholarship offering and our great athletic program.
And we want to thank you for your tremendous job in leading such a university and having us partner with you, both for this show and for all that Ben and I get to do with William Carey. It's an honor.
Yep. Well, for us as well, and also our Wednesday morning show. We love us some Michael Mergens on William Carey Wednesdays. He's a great guy, great guy.
Absolutely. Dr. Burnett, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank y'all.
All right, that's Dr. Burnett, president here at William Carey University. Please come out this weekend. Homecoming, going to be a whole lot of fun. Again, if you didn't know about it, now you know, and you can head to the William Carey website to get the full breakdown of the schedule. Caleb, we got to last week, we kind of ran up on the end of the show and didn't get to do a full breakdown of our Seder of the week, but this week we do, and it's on the men's tennis side. Caleb, who is our Seder of the week?
Our Seder of the week comes from the men's tennis team, and his name is Noah Rockstro, winning both singles and doubles against Mobile and St. Thomas this past week. Good to hear from our men's and women's tennis teams also, both of them having good successes lately here in 2023.
Yeah, both sides have won back-to-back, as Caleb mentioned there. And we would certainly hope to have Coach Mark Lux on. I got to talk to him, man, it feels like a long time ago, probably a month and a half ago it was, and that was a great conversation. But we'll try to have him back on to fill in the gaps a little bit and review as they head to the end of their season, kind of the final stretch here for our spring sports. And a couple other highlights, Beach Volleyball finished up their season in pod play, got a nice win over St. Thomas, and lost to Tuliola and Southeastern, two really, really good beach volleyball sides. Track and field had a great showing at the Mobile Invite. We talked about tennis. They will look to continue that momentum this week as they defeated Mobile and St. Thomas this past week. And one thing we did not quite get to touch on with Dr. Burnett, if you're in the Jackson area, next week, next Friday, so a week from this Friday, it'll be William Carey Night at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi Braves, hosting all sorts of fun stuff, highlighting William Carey. So if you are a Crusader in the Jackson area, or if you're just a baseball fan, that's going to be a great night to go out to the park. And I know we missed some stuff, Caleb. There's a whole lot of stuff going on at William Carey, especially this week, even, just larger pictures, we finish up this school year, tend to pack a lot of things in, but a whole lot of exciting things here.
Yeah, a lot going on this week. This time next week, we're going to be talking the men's golf SSAC tournament ongoing, starting next Monday. A lot to get to and a lot to recap, hopefully, from this homecoming weekend.
Yeah, certainly so. And we're gonna try to grab a few of our student athletes and get some interviews with them and play those for you. But if you want to watch the action, if you're not able to make it out to homecoming, go to WCUCrusaders.com. You can watch our streams. We will have those for you this weekend. 5 o'clock tomorrow night at the baseball field for ADP night against Mississippi College. Hope to have you out there. That's Caleb Hamill, Will Tony, our producer engineer. I'm Ben Mile. This has been Crusader Talk. Good night.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.